Morning, everybody. Over the last two times, we pointed out why is Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos significantly, very significantly smaller than it is the rest of the time. It's only seven brachas as opposed to our usual 18 or 19. And we said that it's really because Shabbos helps. If tefillah is about hashpah, about bringing Hashem's abundance into this world, well, on Shabbos, we don't need as long as Shmoneh Esrei to do that because the Shabbos itself helps. And we wanted to use that structure to explain it. And if tefillah is about emunah, right? Tefillah is an action of emunah. The Alter Mikelm learns through davening, we remember that everything is dependent on Hashem all the time, even though otherwise we might not daven. So on Shabbos, we don't need as long as Shmoneh Esrei maybe because we're full of emunah anyway. Two times ago, we asked, why, though, is Psuki de Zimra longer? Right? So if that's how Shmoneh Esrei works, why does Psuki de Zimra work differently? So the truth is, I'm not really sure. I'll tell you the best I came up with, but please, if the Tzibur has any ideas, let me know. The best I came up with was like this, that maybe the idea of Zmira, of singing, is what Shabbos is. Shmoneh Esrei is a functional thing. We daven Shmoneh Esrei in a certain way to work on our emunah, to bring our shva. So that we don't need as much of on Shabbos the rest of the week. But Zmiras is just singing to God. Isn't that what Shabbos is all about? Psukei Dezimra. We're adding to our Psukei Dezimra. And I thought maybe a proof to that would be that on Shabbos, what do we do? What special things do we do at the meal? Zmirot. Psukei Dezimra, Zmirot. So just like we engage in more Zmirot over our meals, so during davening, that's what Shabbos is about, singing. Truth is not such a proof, because if you look at most of the Zmiras, really what do they speak about? They're more talking about Shabbos itself as opposed to being singing to Hashem. Karibon Olam being a notable exception, which doesn't mention Shabbos at all. So I'm not sure if that's the idea, but maybe that's the idea. That on Shabbos is all about singing, and that's the Mahus Hayom. So therefore, during Psukei Dezimra, which is all about singing to Hashem, we sing extra to Hashem, perhaps. Let's move to another point. Let's discuss the Shmoneh Esrei itself. Really a fascinating thing about Shabbos, I think, to my knowledge, the only day in the whole Jewish year which is like that, every Shmoneh Esrei is different. Rosh Hashanah on Maariv and Shacharis, we daven the same Shmoneh Esrei, basically, right? Most of we have a different Shmoneh Esrei, but Shabbos, every single one is different, which is amazing, which again shows us, I think, simply how special Shabbos is. So let's just focus on the different these different Shmoneh Esreis for a moment. The special part that we insert in our Friday night Shmoneh Esrei, so I want to just together look at it and figure out, I think davening for all of us will be meaningful if we understand a little more what we're saying. And let's look at what the tochen is, and why do we speak about it Friday night? So we say, please feel free to open up your siddurim, and keep them open, or move them a little bit. You sanctify the seventh day to your name. Tachlis maaseh shemayim v'aretz. Shabbos is the purpose of everything. Uberachto, you blessed it more than any other day. V'kidashto mikol hazmanim, and you sanctified it from all the other times. And then we bring proof to all that from the first mention of Shabbos in the Torah, which is, of course, when? In Bereishis, when we finish. So what are we basically saying? Shabbos is special, it's blessed, it's holy, and it's the tachlis of everything, it's the purpose of everything, right? Now, that's just so we should know what the idea is. Why will we start Shabbos with that as opposed to Shacharis and Mincha, where we have a totally different theme in the Shmoneh Esrei, which we'll discuss in coming times? So I think it's simple, because that's really this might be our introduction to Shabbos, right? When you go to something new, when you want to understand what a yeshiva is, what's a program, what are we doing? First thing you have to know, what's its basic elements, right? So look, what's Shabbos basically? It's an extremely holy time, an extremely blessed time, it's the purpose of everything, right? So isn't that a very fitting way for us to enter Shabbos with the Friday night Shmoneh Esrei? So Bezrat Hashem, from having a little more understanding of the Shmoneh Esrei, we'll be able to delve ourselves more into these amazing Shmoneh Esreis. Good morning.